This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. Sharpen your pencils, folks, because it is time for the puzzle. And joining me now is the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Rachel.
Okay, so Will, you racked our brains with U.S. geography and a little wordplay last week. Remind us, what was the challenge?
Well, I asked, what is the longest common English word you can spell by taking the beginning letters of consecutive states in order as you travel through them? And the answer that I came up with had 8 letters, as I said last week. My answer was millions.
And we actually received a number of other 8-letter answers. But of course, our clever listeners rose to this challenge and came up with even longer common English words.
That's right. You know, I asked for the longest, and the best answer was either 9 or 10 letters, and it depended on whether you re-entered states or not, and I wasn't specific about that in the puzzle last week. If you re-enter states, the best possible answer is the 10-letter amalgamate. If you don't re-enter states, the best answer is the 9-letter omissions. And if you'd like to see the states that make up those answers, you can get them on our website, npr.org.
Well, almost 90 out of more than 270 of you figured out at least one of those correct answers. And our randomly selected winner this week is Roger Book from Louisville, Kentucky, and he joins us on the line now. Congratulations, Roger.
Thank you. Thank you, Rachel.
And I would like you to meet Will Shortz, who's on the line. Will, meet Roger.
Hey, Roger. Congratulations.
Hello, Will. Thanks. Glad to finally talk with you.
So, Roger, you sent in the word omissions as your answer.
Yes.
How did you figure it out?
A lot of time staring at a globe with North America facing me.
Really?
That globe has been sitting by my sofa for a week now. Any commercial when I'm watching TV, looking over at that globe, tracing my figure around the country to come up with another word.
And you're from Louisville, Kentucky, as we mentioned. What do you do there?
I am a high school math teacher, and I teach at Male High School here in Louisville.
And I assume you've told your students that you were a randomly selected winner this week. They'll be listening to you?
Yes, they get to hear me on the spot for once instead of me putting them on the spot. So I think they may enjoy this.
Turning the tables. I like it. All right, Will, take it away.
All right, Roger and Rachel. In honor of the Oscars tonight, every answer today is the name of a film that won an Academy Award for Best Picture. Identify the films from their anagrams. For example, if I said ARCS, A-R-C-S, plus H, you would say CRASH, which was named Best Picture in 2005.
Okay.
All right.
Number one is cork, C-O-R-K plus Y.
Cork plus Y. Rocky.
Rocky is okay. Right, which was 1976. Number two is Reuben, R-U-B-E-N plus H.
Reuben plus H.
Ah.
Oh, Ben-Hur.
There
you
go.
Ben-Hur, good.
Nice.
Ben-Hur.
Medusa.
A little before my time.
Medusa, M-E-D-U-S-A, plus A.
Amadeus.
Amadeus, nice.
Nice.
Marina, M-A-R-I-N-A, plus N, as in Nancy.
Marina plus N.
Hmm. And you're looking for a two-word name. 4-3.
Rain Man.
There!
Rain Man is correct.
Rain Man.
Dog Trail, D-O-G-T-R-A-I-L, plus A. It's a solid word.
Dog Trail plus A.
What year, Will?
Named Best Picture in 2000.
Not that that helps me, but okay, 2000. Let's see.
I see Gator in there. That doesn't help anything with a movie.
No, but it does start with G.
Okay.
Try the L next.
Okay. Gladiator.
Gladiator, is it? Good.
Good.
Gladiator.
Wow,
how about a vertebra? A V E R T E B R A plus H.
Let's see.
It's a solid word.
Mm-hmm.
Heart.
1995. And I'll give you a big hint.
Yep. Big hint. We need a hint.
Mel Gibson.
That's right.
Still blanking.
Oh, I think
Rachel?
I know this one.
It's yeah. Braveheart.
Yes, you got
very
it before
Braveheart. It came out. Good, good.
Oh, I didn't write down my B. No wonder I couldn't get that. That would help. I skipped the letter.
Okay. How about No Gunfire? N-O-G-U-N-F-I-R-E plus V as in Victor.
That'd be Unforgiven.
Oh, that's fast, yes.
That
and your
quick.
Last one is Had Together, H-A-D, T-O-G, E-T-H-E-R, plus F, as in Frederick.
I'm looking at a T-H-E in there.
Yes, you
is
want
that
the. That's correct. And the.
The
and what's,
Godfather.
The Godfather.
Yes.
Nice job.
Excellent. Good job, Roger. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Really well done. For playing our puzzle today, you will get a weekend edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games, and you can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And which public radio station do you listen to, Roger?
I'm a member of WFPL in Louisville, Kentucky.
Great. Roger Book of Louisville. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle this week. Take care.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Okay, Will, we're ready. What do you have for us for next week?
Yes, name a bird. Change its second letter to an E to get the first name of a famous actor. Then name the female of that bird and double one of its letters. You'll get the last name of this actor. What are the birds and who is the actor? So again, a bird, change the second letter to an E. That's the actor's first name. Name the female of that bird and double one of the letters. You'll get the last name of the actor. What are the birds and who is this actor?
Okay, when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please, and our deadline for entries is Thursday, March 1st at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you are the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with a puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Will, thanks so much.
Thanks, Rachel.